Welcome to the 99 Relapses Podcast. Are you struggling with addiction? Do you need inspiration, education, and empowerment? Online Christian recovery coach and counselor, James Egidio, is here for you. Join him as he helps listeners journey through addiction and recovery by avoiding relapse through the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are not alone. With 32 years of sobriety under his belt, our host is ready to walk with you. Let's get started. Here is James Egidio.
Hi, I'm James Egidio, your host of the 99 Relapses Podcast, the podcast that moves you from recovery to discovery through the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is episode number 21, part two, titled The Addicted Brain Structure. In this episode and the next few episodes, I will discuss the addicted brain, talk about the structure of the brain, as well as finish up this series discussing the function of the addicted brain. But just to recap episode number 20, I discussed how God had gifted and created you with a supercomputer, a brain that can process information at 268 miles per hour, faster than an Indy race car, and a brain that has a storage capacity that is considered virtually unlimited, which has 1 quadrillion or 1,000 trillion connections. It's a supercomputer encased in your skull. So much so that we are the only mammalian species, as I had mentioned as well, that has the ability to comprehend God's word, meditate on God's word. In this episode, The Addicted Brain Part 2 Structure, I will briefly outline the actual areas or structure of the brain that plays a role in addiction. When you talk about the brain, when it comes to addiction, you have to focus on two main areas of the brain, and that is the neocortex, otherwise known as the front of the head or the brain, and this functions to receive and store information for decision-making and memory. This is where the memory comes in. The other important area of the brain, which is even more instrumental in addiction, is called the limbic system. The limbic system is also known as the heart of the brain and controls all of the automatic systems of the body and the emotions. Most importantly, the limbic system controls what is called the survival response, and you've probably heard of this before. It's called the fight or flight response, as well as a pleasure and reward center. Anytime you indulge in anything that's pleasurable, whether it's food or sex or whatever it is, the limbic system is the one that's responsible for that feel-good pleasure and reward center. This fight or flight response with the limbic system initiates a protective response to defend yourself from both physical and emotional harm. So you're in a situation where you're walking in a dark alley and you're like hypervigilant and you're very aware of your surroundings. That's the limbic system. And the limbic system controls the survival response, fight or flight response. Unlike, of course, the neocortex, which stores memory, the limbic system does not really have a memory like the neocortex. In fact, the neocortex doesn't even know the difference between yesterday and 30 years ago, which explains why some of our childhood traumas actually still trigger us so powerfully today. But it is the limbic system that is most affected by our beliefs, our behaviors, and our addiction. If you've been listening to the 99 Relapses podcast, I discussed belief systems in episodes number 15 and 17 as well, as discussed identity and addiction, where I emphasize that we're not to self-identify through people, places, and things, but only God and God only. And these emotions and beliefs all stem from the limbic system in the brain. So once you get a better understanding about the structure and function of the brain in episodes 20 through 23, you'll have a better grasp forward with the past episodes, which are episodes 2 through 19, and then even moving forward after episode 23. And as I had mentioned in the beginning, when I launched the 99 Relapses podcast, I said that each episode builds upon itself. So it's really imperative that you listen to each episode in sequence, because they, like I said, they do build upon each other. As you can see so far, the addictive substance or behavior is only one part of the equation when it comes to addiction. It is the brain, the computer system of the human body that God gifted us, that is instrumental in how we process our thoughts, our decisions, and ultimately our behavior. And of course, it's the limbic system that becomes negatively programmed through traumatic experiences. And then prime example of that is, let's say, for instance, you grew up in a dysfunctional family where you're experiencing emotional, physical, or even sexual abuse. It's the addictive substance like drugs, alcohol, and other compulsive behaviors that have programmed the limbic system to avoid the awareness of uncomfortable thoughts and feelings from, let's say, the past. So instead of making healthy choices and responses to resolve that fear, you avoid the fear through, let's say, abusive behavior, drugs or alcohol or pornography or whatever it may be. And I'll be discussing the function of the limbic system in the next couple episodes, episodes 22 and 23. So you see, there's this physical component, which is the structure of the brain, specifically the limbic system within the brain, that manifests the psychological or behavior, which is fear, anxiety, and rebellion, which creates the sin. And I mentioned that in previous episodes, that addiction is sin. When I have coached and counseled clients in the past, I've always taken more of a like a body, mind, and spirit approach. And the spirit approach is a Jesus-centered approach to sobriety. It's not idolatry type approach. It's total Jesus-centered approach. It's a biblical approach. And the brain should process in the spirit around the Trinity or triune, which is the Father, God, Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit living within us. And I've mentioned this in previous episodes that because the Holy Spirit lives within us, when we engage in addiction, we are literally defiling the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And the question is, and you may ask yourself, well, how important is having the Holy Spirit indwelt within us? And this is how Jesus Christ described it. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 32, Jesus says, "So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come." So keeping this in mind, we have to change the way we think with our brain, which is also found in Scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, which reads, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So you see, it's the limbic system that's instrumental in our behaviors and how we process that information from, let's say, early childhood trauma, stress, or anxiety. And then what it does is it leads to these addictive behaviors. I'm going to take a short commercial break, but when I come back, I'll talk about the microstructures in the brain.
Are you or your loved one struggling with an addiction? Trinity Recovery Coaching can help you from the comfort of your own home. You know you can't do this alone, but sometimes the hardest part is just getting to the help you need. Trinity Recovery Coaching eliminates this burden by providing free, donation-based online Christian recovery counseling and coaching. Using the Genesis recovery process, Trinity has achieved a 70% success rate. That's because founder James Egidio understands what it means to have an addiction and to find your way back to a healthy and productive lifestyle. Don't lose hope. We haven't given up hope on you. Your Lord and Savior hasn't given up hope on you. Now, it's time for you to focus on getting better and getting back to a path of enlightenment if you've lost your way. Trinity Recovery Coaching is here to bring you back to the road that leads to forgiveness, love, and acceptance. It's easy to get started. Just go to trinityrecoverycoaching.org. Sign up for a recovery coach consultation from your mobile device or laptop. Schedule a consultation. Fill out a short questionnaire. And just wait for your coach to call.
Okay, welcome back to the 99 Relapses podcast. Before I took the commercial break, I spoke about the limbic system in a little bit more detail. And now I would like to conclude this episode of the 99 Relapses podcast by finishing up the last half of this podcast with discussing the microstructures of the brain that play the important role in the function of addiction. And that is the brain cell, otherwise known as the neuron or neurons. And this is within the brain and within the limbic system and within the brain itself. just to put things in perspective, the neuron at the cellular level, as I mentioned in episode number 20, is a piece of brain tissue the size of a grain of sand and contains about 100,000 neurons with 1 billion synapses. And of course, there's many of the neurons, multitude of them. And each neuron can be considered a living being in its own right with its own unique life experience, which has its own energy, activity, rhythms, and is even capable of movement and reproduction. And of course, each neuron consumes nutrients, it breathes oxygen, it gives off carbon dioxide and other waste. So it has a life form of its own, and it also responds to a wide variety of electrical, magnetic, chemical, and vibratory stimuli. Think of the neuron as a complex electrical wiring, and as I mentioned, that wiring, again, has a myelin sheath, that lipid layer that wraps around that neuron, that nerve fiber, in order to help propagate the conduction of the nerve to initiate the nerve impulse. And at the end of this wiring, each one are connected and communicate with another wire or neuron, a structure called a synapse. An average neuron contains about 20,000 of these connections with other cells at the synapse connection. At this connection, the axon of one cell releases a chemical, and I'm sure you may or may not have heard of it. It's called the neurotransmitter. And these chemicals that are released, these neurotransmitter chemicals, are serotonin and dopamine, and they're considered the feel-good neurotransmitters, and they're released to communicate with other neurons in order for a nerve impulse to occur in the brain. And foreign substances and chemicals such as cocaine and methamphetamine and nicotine and other drugs also reach these neuroreceptors through the bloodstream, and these can exert, of course, powerful influences on these neurons. And you've probably seen commercials on television, I'm sure, for pharmaceutical antidepressants. And these pharmaceutical antidepressants work at this level of the brain. The term serotonin reuptake inhibitor for antidepressants creates a delay in the reuptake or recycling of the serotonin back into a neuron, because there's a complex biochemical reaction where when the neurotransmitter is released from one neuron or the end of one neuron to another and to communicate, the serotonin that's released is usually reuptake and brought back into the original synapse. And it communicates with the neuron to fire a nerve impulse in the brain. And so that delay with the antidepressants allows the serotonin to stay, continue to fire. And that's what helps with depression. I mentioned two of the most common neurotransmitters, the serotonin and dopamine, but there's approximately 30 different neurotransmitter chemicals. So there's a multitude of neurotransmitter chemicals, and it's a lot more complex for this discussion. All thoughts and feelings and all sensations and memories are mediated by the transmission of these electrochemical energies along the bodies and fibers of these nerve cells and across these synapses. So anytime someone uses drugs or alcohol, they disrupt the biochemistry of these neurotransmitter chemicals. For example, stimulants like cocaine or methamphetamine create an overload of neurotransmitter chemicals, and it creates the opposite effect at some point when someone quits using. So they'll go into what's called a methamphetamine crash or a cocaine crash, where they'll just sleep and they'll just crash for days. And here's the thing to keep in mind: these unique patterns of each mental function are determined by which nerve cells and synapses are active and in what sequence, in what neurotransmitter chemicals are released and received. So this is a very complex system. And of course, this is just an overview. But in the following episodes, I'll discuss the function of the addicted brain and how it influences behavior. Please join me in these next two episodes, episodes number 22 and 23, as I continue this four-part series on the function of the addicted brain. Thank you so much again for past podcast episodes, episode show notes, memory verses, and recovery lessons and tools. You can go to the 99relapses.org website. That's the number 99relapses.org. And also, if you'd like to make a prayer request for yourself, family, or friends, please do not hesitate to email me your prayer request at 99relapses.org. And do not forget to like me on Facebook. I appreciate that. And if you have an interesting story to share about how God has changed your life through addiction recovery, or you're an expert in the field of Christian addiction recovery, or have published a Christian book or a podcast or website and would like to be featured as a guest on the 99 Relapses podcast, please email me anytime at james@99relapses.org, and I'll respond within 24 to 48 hours. And again, thank you for listening to this episode of the 99 Relapses podcast. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the 99 Relapses podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. If you want to learn more, visit 99relapses.org. There, you can tap into information and resources like articles, videos, previous podcast episodes, a bookstore, and free downloadable recovery tools and exercises. You can even reach out to us via email. Just visit 99relapses.org.